U.S. National Transportation Safety Board Chair Deborah Hersman is describing the possibility that one of the two girls who died was run over, a very serious issue.
We are reviewing video, airport surveillance video, to understand also what happened. And I will tell you, at least the initial read of the video by our investigators, they shared with me that it wasn't conclusive. So we really need to work and talk with people, conduct additional interviews, and let the coroner do their work.
A fire department spokesperson says the Chinese teenager had injuries consistent with those of having been run over by a vehicle. Autopsies to determine the cause of death is still underway. The Asiana Airlines Boeing 777 slammed into the runway at San Francisco Airport Saturday morning, leaving two Chinese middle school students dead. The crash also left 180 others injured. Six are still in critical condition. The two girls killed were among a group of 30 students and five teachers from Zhejiang. They were on their way to a summer camp in the United States. Meanwhile, Asiana Airline Chief Executive Yun Yang Du is dismissing speculation that one of the pilots was too inexperienced. However, the airline does concede one of the pilots of the Asiana plane was still in training for the 777.
A senior pilot was in charge of the flight, so I cannot tolerate the speculation. I would appreciate it if you understand that it is not true. We expect all flight records and analysis will be available after we decode the black box.
South Korean transport officials say it was the pilot's first time landing a 777 at the airport in San Francisco. He did fly to that airport 29 times on different types of aircraft. The initial investigation shows that the jet was flying too slowly when it approached the runway. The plane's crew tried to abort the descent less than 2 seconds before it hit a seawall. The impact ripped off the plane's tail. The plane eventually came to a standstill and caught fire. As the investigation takes place, the parents of the Chinese victims are heading to the U.S. They include the relatives of the teenage girls who were killed in the crash, as well as another two Chinese nationals injured in Saturday's crash.
We'll go to the hospital first. We still don't know exactly how injured he is. They have announced the news that he survived, but we don't know anything more detailed. His teacher said he's still there in the intensive care unit.
Meanwhile, education authorities in the city of Quzhou in Zhejiang have suspended all summer camps and overseas study tours in the wake of the accident. For CRI, I'm Su Yi.